Christmas from the lucky you to you. We're right in the midst of a wonderful Christmas party here at the Hollywood branch of the Lucky You Ranch. We rounded up all the little cowboys and cowgals that we could find and brought them into the big ABC studio right here in Hollywood. And we're just going to turn the place over to them for the next few hours and let them tear the roof off if they want to. Of course, they'll run us off the network in about half an hour from now, but we're sure happy that you friends out along the Lucky You line can join us for the next 30 minutes at least. So, let's get the Christmas party underway with the stars of our show, all the wonderful boys and gals out there in the audience, and kids, we want you all to join us and sing Jingle Bells just as loud as you can, will you? And just...
sang better than you guys did, so I'm going down to Ordnance and sing with them.
Well, all right, I'll tell you what, Jug, just you and the kids this time, and we'll all be quiet up here.
Okay, just me and the young'un. Yep. Stay with me, kid.
Right. Here we go.
You're getting ahead of it.
Kids, I'll tell you, you're just wonderful. You make us all feel so good down here. But we're going to sing a few songs up here so the folks out on the radio won't turn us completely off. I know that we won't sing as well as you did, but we'd like to try one anyhow. Folks, anything can happen today, so just stay with us, and we'll hope that we'll do something that you'll like. I know that you'll like to hear the laughter and the voices of all these wonderful kids down here anyhow. But we've got a song that we'd like very much to sing. It's something that we want to dedicate to all the boys and girls here, something that I know they've got to look forward to, and it's an open range ahead.
If you like a lot of room around to roam in, or any place you stop your heart's at home in, if you like to see a campfire in the gloaming, there's an open range ahead. If you like the sound of lazy cattle mowing, where mountain sage and tumbleweeds are growing, then it's time you knew the only place you're going is an open range ahead.
Some folks will spend a lifetime searching far and near for something that's always been waiting, waiting for them right here.
If you like a lot of room around to roam in, where any place you stop your heart's at home in, if you like to see a campfire in the gloaming, there's an open range ahead. If you like the sound of lazy cattle lowing, where miles of sage and tumbleweeds are growing, then it's time you knew the only place you're going is an open range ahead.
Up in the sky, keep a bright sun shining. Out of the west, let a clean wind blow. Here in your heart, there'll be no more pining
for somewhere else to go. If you like to hear the prairie wind a-wailing and watch the snowy clouds above the sailing, you can bet your life your heart will soon be trailing to an open range.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I really fixed you up there, didn't I? I tried to get back in myself.
Yeah, I know. A Chug Fisher is always joining in at the wrong time. We've got another tune here. Chug, you got something you want to say?
No, I was just saying you ought not to be mad at me for joining in because today's Christmas and that's be. happy.
All right. Well, I'll do that, Chug. Thank you. We've got a song here that we did in a picture a long time back. It's a picture that I'm sure most of you boys and girls probably have seen. It was a thing that we did for Mr. Walt Disney. It was entitled Melody Time, and our sequence was all about a rough, tough individual. In fact, he's the roughest, toughest, orneriest, a plain old all-around, most no-goodest critter that ever straddled a horse. His name was Pecos Bill, of course.
Pecos Bill, a quiet cowboy down in Texas, and the Western Superman, to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter, never known to be a quitter, cause he never had no fear of man or beast. So yippee-yay, yippee-yay-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Pecos roped a raging cyclone out of nowhere, and he straddled it and settled down with ease. Now while that cyclone bucked and flitted, Pecos rolled a smoke and lit it, and he tamed that ornery wind down to a breeze.
So yippee-yay-yay, yippee-yay-o, for the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Once a band of rustlers stole a herd of cattle, but they didn't know the herd they stole was Bill. So when he caught them crooked villains, Pecos knocked out all their fillings, and that's the reason that there's gold in them there hills. Yippee-aye, yippee-aye-o, toughest critter went to the Alamo.
Oh, Pecos lost his way while traveling on the desert.
No,
it was 90 miles across the burning sand.
Chug, please. Please, I know this is Christmas, but Chug, please, you're in a... No.
He knew he'd never reach the border if he didn't get some water.
Will you please lay off? I mean, it's Christmas and all, we forgive you, but please.
Well, the man's thirsty and he wants to give him a bottle of pop or something.
So he got his thing and stuff in Rio Grande.
While a tribe of painted Indians did a war dance, Pecos started shooting up their little gang. He gave them redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out from the makeup, and that's the way the Painted Desert got its name. Yippee-aye, yippee-aye-o, the critter was for the Alamo.
While reclining on a cloud high over Texas, with his guns he made the stars evaporate. Then Pecos saw the stars declining, so he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
So yippee-yay-yay, yippee-yay-o, as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
Awful lot. Say, I want to remind all of you boys and girls, just in case that you didn't know, immediately after the radio program and after we're completely through with our show up here for you, we've got a lot of gifts for all of you, every one of you out there, the boys and girls, for you folks out on the air listening in. They've all had pop and plenty of Planters peanuts already, and we're going to have ice cream and gifts for all of you right after the program. Also, something else very special, boys and girls. I'd like to have your attention on this because this is something that it's real important. There's a fella, a young cowboy star, who we all know is going to be the next number one star of the nation. He's just a wonderful guy, and he's donated his time to come down here and help us and help you make our Christmas party a success. He's a wonderful fella, and I know that you've all seen him a lot of times in pictures. heard him on the radio, and we just love him and know that you're going to. So let's bring out Rex Allen. What do you say?
How you been, boy?
That's these wonderful, all those wonderful boys and girls here, Rick.
This is fine. Gee, many Christmas, where'd you get so many of them this morning?
Oh, they just come around.
And Santa Claus, I'll bet you, is visiting all of them, too, ain't he?
Oh, yeah, we're going to see that he does, for sure.
Well, it's sure fine to be here, Lloyd. What's next on the little program?
Well, Rex,
I just got in.
I'll tell you, I'd like to ask you just a couple of questions so the kids will have something to look forward to.
All right.
What was the last picture that you made out Republic Way?
Well, let's see. I think the last one that's out, Lloyd, is a little thing called Colorado Sundown. And I'm not really the star of it. Coco's the star of it.
That's the whole...
I got him back here.
Yeah, I know it. All the kids are going to get to see Rex's horse, Coco. Right after the show, he's going to come out and perform for you and everything. Isn't that wonderful?
We're going to bring him out and get acquainted.
Also, Rex, you told me before that you wanted to get a chance to go out and talk to some of the boys and girls. Would you like to do that
Lloyd. I sure would. Yeah.
We've got a microphone sitting right over there that you can take right out in the audience with you and talk to any of the kids.
Why don't we get old Shug to come along with me? You want to go along with me,
Phil? Yeah, you take that other mic over yonder.
All right.
Yeah. This is mine. It's kind of...
We also have another mic over there, so we got one on each side. Now, you boys just have right at it. It's all yours.
He's got guns, and I ain't got it.
Here, Spencer, I'll see you. Hi, honey. What's your name?
Diane.
As if I didn't know. Diane who?
Messina.
This is Tex Messina's little girl, I think, isn't it? What do you think of your daddy?
Fine.
You like him pretty good? Why?
Because.
Just because, huh? He's pretty good, Daddy. Let's see what this little boy's name is over here. Hello, feller. How are you?
Fine.
You having a good time today?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Victor Salas.
Victor Salas. And how far did you have to come to get down here? Long ways?
Yeah.
How did you come?
Bus.
On a bus?
Yeah.
Did you see a lot of Christmas trees and everything on Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty over there?
Yeah.
Who's this little boy next to you over here? What's your name?
William.
William?
Yes.
You having a Merry Christmas, William?
Yes.
You having a good time this morning?
Yes.
What do you think of Shug Fisher?
Fine.
You like him? I can't understand that. Do you like the Sons of the Pioneers?
Yes.
Shug, you got anybody over there you want to talk to?
I got a whole sister. The whole building's full up.
This is going to take all day, boys. Go ahead, Shug.
All right, I'll talk to this little lady right down here.
Oh, what's your name, honey?
Maria.
It is?
Well, thank you for coming down. Have you had a good time since you've been here?
Yes.
Yeah. You drank that big bottle of pop?
Yes.
And eat some of them good Pinehurst peanuts?
Yes.
Well, thank you, sweetheart, for coming down. And I hope Santa Claus comes see you, did he? He's a good guy.
I got another one over here.
Okay, go to it. Go right to it.
Hello, what's your name?
Nancy Hamilton.
Nancy Hamilton. Yeah, well, I know that, folks. It's just a little Nancy Hamilton. One of the little girls that we gave an acre of that little... Now, the Lucky You Ranch to. Of course, we had to make it out to her mother till you got of age. And how many operations have you had, honey?
Either 30 or 31, I forget.
30 or 31 operations so she could walk. And us grown-ups and the rest of us, we growl if we have a bit of stomach ache. All right, George. Thank you, too, Mrs. Hamilton. You've done a mighty nice job. You know what I'm going to do, see, this year?
Mm-hmm.
A little sticker, that's Mr. Peanut. So I'm going to ask Mr. Guffey or some of the salesmen to give me another one, and I'm going to give that one to you. Thank you, honey, for coming.
Hey, Rick.
All right. I have a young lady here I want to talk to. Hello, hon. What's your name?
Fernalyn Warner.
Where are you from?
New York.
New York?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing all the way out here?
I don't know.
Just vacationing?
No.
What are you doing? How do you like this country?
It's okay.
No snow this morning?
No.
You like snow?
Yes.
Did you have snow in New York?
Yes.
Lots of it, I'll bet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a good time. Let's see if I can find another little boy or girl over here to talk to. Let's see here now. Oh, here's a little girl. What's your name, hon?
Margarita.
Margarita.
Yes.
Are you having a good time this morning?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Jiminy Christmas, ain't that wonderful? You got a wedding ring on, Margarita. How old are you?
11.
Jiminy, you can't be married yet, can you? 11 years old.
Yes.
And you're going to have a real Merry Christmas, huh?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. When I get Coco up on the stage after a while, you come up, and I'll let you get on Coco, all right? Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay, Marguerite. We got any more time, Lloyd?
Take about two more, will you,
Rick? About two more? All right. Let's see what we got here now. Here's a little boy right here. What's your name?
Robert Donald Caldwell.
Robert Donald Caldwell. Where are you from, Robert?
Washington.
The state of Washington?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, you're from way up north, too, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
You having a good time down here today?
Yeah.
At the Lucky You Ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to ask Shug Fisher any questions?
No.
Well, just look at him here. Don't you think you ought to ask him something about his new cowboy hat? He just got this for Christmas.
What do you think of that? Santa Claus brought it to me. Ain't it a daddy? Ain't it a good one?
Looky here what he's got, Shug. He's got a steer head on his neckerchief.
Oh, boy.
Just as pretty as a speckled pup.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I stopped the little boy on the street on the way down here, and I said, what'd you get for Christmas? He says, I got a fifth of milk. Yeah. Let's see now. We only got one more. One more. We'll talk to this little girl here. What's your name, hon?
Yolanda.
Yolanda? Are you having a good time this morning?
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of songs do you like to hear the Sons of the Pioneers sing? Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Or cowboy songs? Or just any songs? Just any of them? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, Yolanda. I know the boys are getting just about ready to do one up here, so we'll have them do this one specially for you. If it fits, Lloyd, does it?
Well, almost. It sure does.
All right, we'll do this one specially for Yolanda because she likes the Pioneer songs.
Well, bless her little heart,
ready?
Rex. We'll sure do it.
Okay, Lloyd. Thank you, hon.
You know, kids, I think that we ought to show a wonderful guy just how much we think of him. What do you say for Rex Allen, huh? Thank you again and again, Rex. There's no way in the world that I could possibly ever find words to thank you enough for what you've done for us today. And now something extra special. A little girl that's been on our show since we've started it down here. I know that you kids are all going to like her, and I know Yolanda is going to like the song that she's going to sing. It's Miss Betty Taylor singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Betty?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history with your nose so bright. Got his sleigh tonight. You'll go down in history.
Thank
Oh, isn't she wonderful, though? A wonderful little girl, believe me, and wonderful to work with. Now we have something that we feel is a little bit extra special. There's one of our members that has aspirations of becoming a conductor of all things. You know, one of the fellas, kids, that weaves the baton up in front of the big orchestra. Now, we don't have a big orchestra for him up here. We'll just have to do the best we can with what we have. But his name is Shug Fisher. Shug, it's all yours.
Thank you very much, Kitty. And now, this is specially for all you youngins here and out on the Lucky You line. I hope you listen. So bear with me for just a minute, because I got to direct my band. So be with me now. I am a little tiny bird. My name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage. I hang in there up high. I watch you swing up on my perch and sing my what a song. But there's a cat that's after me, and he won't let me alone. I taught the pretty cat to tweeting up on me. I did a tall pretty cat, as plain as he should be. Big fat old cat, Sylvester is my name. And I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I taught the pretty cat tweeping up on me. You bet he saw a pretty cat. That pretty cat is me. Hello. That pretty cat, it was very bad. He sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it either if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion his plans for me ain't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could. I'd like to eat that Sweetie Pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never catch him, and it throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near. But every time that I approach, this is what I hear. I taught pretty cat to sweeping up on me. I did a talk pretty cat a plane. I can't make it. It's on Christmas.
Thank you very much, Joe Bishop. Thank you, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen listening in on the air, I would like to tell you something that we have found out in the past 2 weeks that has certainly made us all feel awfully, awfully good. Since we started our little idea to have a Christmas party for kids that maybe wouldn't have an opportunity to have too much of a Christmas, we have checked every orphanage in town, every crippled children's hospital, every veterans hospital, and, well, just any place that you could think of where we might be able to do a little bit of good. And I'm very happy to tell you that every one of those hospitals and rest homes have had at least 4 or 5 parties scheduled, and Santa Claus, believe me, is coming to see every doggone one of them, and I think it's wonderful. Thank you very much. It certainly goes to show that the spirit of giving certainly isn't dead here in Southern California, and I know that it's going on the same way all over the country, and it sure makes us happy on Christmas Day to find out that there's so many people who have so much more than some of the rest of them possibly are willing to share it with them. We'd like to do another song now, with your permission. It's an old cowboy tune that we've done an awful, awful lot of times, and one that I know that you kids are going to like out there. It's entitled Whoop-Pi-Ti-I-O.
Out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher riding alone. His hat was thrown back and his spurs were jingling, and as he approached, he was singing this song.
Whoop-pi-ti-i-o, get along, you little dogies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-pi-ti-i-o, get along, you little dogies, you know that quiet omen will be your new home.
Spring, when we round up the doggies, we mark 'em, brand 'em, and bob off their tails. Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagon, and then go the doggies out on the long trail.
Whoop-pi-ti-i-o, get along, you little doggies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-pi-ti-i-o, get along, you little doggies, you know that my home will be your new home.
Sam's engines, it beep, 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 I hear them cry. Get along, get along, get along, you little dogies. Next week this time, you're gonna boil and fry.
Whoop-pi-ti-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-pi-ti-i-o, get along, you little dogies. You know that my omen will be your new.
Thank you an awful lot, folks. In case that you heard something, it sounded like the building was coming down out on the air. I'd like to inform you, folks, that was Rex's horse, Coco, just coming down the back stairs, and all the boys and girls are going to get an opportunity to see one of the most beautiful animals in the world just about as soon as we get off the air. Of course, you folks couldn't see it out there anyhow. We have had a special request on this Christmas Day to do our theme song, all the way through. So that's how we'd like to close our little show, and I want to thank all of you very much for tuning in. Listen in tomorrow, and here's Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
I'm a roving cowboy, riding all day long. Tumbleweeds around me sing their lonely song. Nights underneath the prairie moon, I ride alone and sing a tune.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, by golly, friends, our Christmas party is just getting underway, and already it's jumped up to the time when we have to move over and off the network. But we're going to still continue our party for all of our little friends who are here with us in the studio today. We still have lots of more knee-high pop, Arden's ice cream, and of course those wonderful, crisp, crunchy Planters salted peanuts. Right now, we've got to run along, as I just heard Santa Claus and his reindeer circling the rooftop. Or was it Rex Allen and Coco? So for now, this is George Putnam saying for the Sons of the Pioneers. That's Hugh and Carl Farr, Lloyd Perriman, Ken Curtis, Tommy Doss, and of course, Shug Fisher and our pretty schoolmarm Betty Taylor, our own Frankie Tex Messina, and all the rest of the Lucky You gang. A very Merry Christmas to you all!